This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
You're number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Playman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Playman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewy knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24.
and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Shoulder head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
For the second time today, hello everybody, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Rushi witnessing the close of this junior varsity tilt between Rushi and Versailles. 10-point lead Raiders, a minute 25 to go, clock counting down. It looks like it's in the books for Rushi, which is now up at 12, 46-34. We got one heck of a varsity game upcoming between Versailles, 15-1 on the year, ranked number one in the state in boys division three. The Tigers, 15 wins and 16 outings, being nipped last night in double overtime by New Bremen as the Tigers suffered their first loss of the year. 6-1 now by way of record in the Midwest Athletic Conference for Versailles. Meanwhile, Rushi was clobbered last night by Jackson Center, 60-31. The Raiders now 11-6 overall, 6-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. You can throw last night's games out the window. You can throw records this year out the window as well. The last eight seasons, Versailles has beaten Rushi five times. Five of the eight games have been decided by a grand spanking total of 12 points. 12 points total. Five of the last eight meetings. It's usually nip and tuck. Often a sellout crowd, whether it's at Rushi or Versailles. The fans still filing in. A few empty seats at Rushi, not many.
That's turned out to be a better crowd. When we were sitting there watching the beginning of the JV game, I thought, not very good crowd, but it's filled in.
Yep, I'm Jack with Chuck McBee alongside. I bet by tip-off, Chuck, it's 7:30. There might not be an empty seat.
You can sit over there with the elementary kids, but that might be a little rowdy.
Oh, I've been here for Rushi Versailles games in the past, and it was so loud you felt like the ceiling was going to blow off the gym. Should be an outstanding game, though. We're going to find out who rebounds after a Friday night loss best for a Saturday night interconference game. Shelby County Athletic League Rushi versus the Midwest Athletic Conference Versailles. It's the Route 47 rivalry, Chuck. A lot at stake. You walk out of the gym at Versailles, and you're almost on the Rushi High School property.
it's going to be a good basketball game. I mean, there's a lot of pride, obviously, between the two schools. You know, I think that the loss by Versailles last night was, I don't think it was totally expected, but at the same time, it was not a shock because New Bremen's got a heck of a basketball team. And I'm not saying that Jackson Center is not a great basketball team, but everybody was shocked. It was a 30-point game last night at Jackson Center.
Oh, yeah. Keep in mind now, Rushi lost in this gym in overtime to New Bremen by one in a game you were present for, Chuck. We didn't cover the game at Jackson Center between the Cardinals and the Tigers. That was a 3-point game. New Bremen won it. That's how good this New Bremen club is. Thought Bodkins right down to the final minute in a game you covered just a week ago.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Versailles, seeing the big kid. They're obviously a really, really good basketball team. They're riding the wave of that state championship in football. Ask Marion Local, sometimes that does overlap and just gives you all kinds of confidence, even if it's a different sport.
Well, for Versailles, you've got three regular double-digit scores, and at least a half dozen young men on this Tigers team have been in double digits at the ends of games at one time or another throughout the year. So it's remarkable balance. Same thing can be said for Rushi.
Rushi boys have five scores between 9 and 12 points a game on the season.
Yeah.
This could be a run-and-gun, high-scoring affair with, I bet, maybe as many as 15, 16 made three-pointers.
Yeah, they're going to shoot a lot of them. I mean, last night watching Rushi, it just looked like a snowball going downhill. Their offense really, really struggled, and Jackson Center in the second half, I think they had to shoot 80%.
Right.
And the combination was what it turned out to be, a 29-point loss for them.
Now, one thing we continue to talk about is the theme that's present for area high school basketball this year. The one thing you can count on is unpredictability.
Yep.
Rushi has beaten Fort Loramie twice. Fort Loramie beats Jackson Center twice. Jackson Center beats Rushi twice. I don't understand it. Please explain it for me, Chuck.
Well, you know, I mean, like I've said, it's matchups. You run into, you know, some teams just match up better than others, and I think that's what you see in the Shelby County League. The only team, and they've had a couple of close ones, but the only team that seems to be able to withstand it so far is Botkins.
Yep, Botkins boys, Fort Loramie girls, about the two really only predictable things that you can count on this year in the region. Versailles, number one ranked in the state, boys Division III, suffered its first loss last night. It's a bigger team than Rushi. Rushi's got to compensate somehow for that size disadvantage with terrific outside shooting here tonight.
Well, and they do have that ability. It looks like a Division I roster when I go down through here. 6'9", 6'10", 6'7". Now, I know 6'10 and 6'9 don't play much, but the 6'7 kid, Stonebreaker, is a basketball player.
Again, throw the record books out the window when Versailles plays Rushi. At the Rushi gym, at the Versailles gym, you can usually count on a close game. Again, five of the last eight head-to-head meetings decided by a grand total of just 12 points. So many thanks here tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors, including Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins. We're going to talk to Carl Arnes in just a moment about what's in store for you at Brookins. Wow, the food is mouth-watering delicious. You're probably too late tonight for pork chops. Saturdays, you've got the pork chop special. You better get in line by 4:30 to get the pork chops on Saturdays at Brookins. They are savory, tasty, and delicious. Chuck, if you've got any more adjectives to describe the pork chops at Brookins, hit me with them right now.
Yummy.
Yummy. I like that. Again, thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Gaufney. We've got you covered. GaufneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. We could not have gotten started without the support from Locale Equipment. Why the name Locale? Well, L.A., California is where Locale got started, moved to Shelby County in 1982, and thank you very much. We were conceived thanks largely to Locale Equipment. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, and our broadcast partner, WMDR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And a great deal of gratitude to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. A big shout out to the folks at Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. I know there are quite a few Rushi fans at Custom Foam in Fort Loramie. they're listening, tuned in tonight to this game between Rushi and Versailles. Gratitude to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Rushi sponsors the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. What are the key building components for these two teams tonight? I tell you what, for Versailles, it's use the height advantage. Connor Stonebreaker, 6'7". Jaden Litton, 6'3". Litton's an outstanding shooter. Tigers are blessed with an array of fine jump shooters from out on the floor, and Connor Stonebreaker inside 10 feet is deadly. Meanwhile, Rushi's got to shoot the three ball extremely well here tonight. Got to have a good game from Zane Chappie, a fine night from Hayden Quinter, and accuracy from behind the three-point line from Braden Monnen and Braylon Cordonier. Key building components here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We're going to return in 1 minute after a radio station break and talk with Carl Arns from Brookins. Back with Carl in just a moment or two. He's got a fantastic menu at Brookins. It was packed when I left there at about 5:30. In fact, they were lined up out on Elm Street all the way to Osgood Bank. No, I'm kidding. But Brookins is popular. That's the point I want to make. Back with Carl Arns, Brookins, in a minute. A one-minute radio station break is next. It is Rushi Versailles tonight. Big boys basketball game tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Hello once again, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Rushi along with Carl Arns from Brookins. Carl, what is the most popular item on the menu at Brookins? Tough question. May change from year to year, season to season. But what's number one? Rank the top three or four for me.
The roasted chicken, the tenderloins, the patty melts, the pork chop special on Saturdays.
So chicken, pork chops, tenderloins, patty melts.
Yes.
There you go. If I wanted to drop by for lunch, what would I get to eat at Brookins? What's the hot item at noontime on a weekday?
Okay, Tuesday we have the roasted chicken. Wednesday we have the tenderloin. Thursday we have the patty melts and fries. And we sell a lot of them.
I see more and more families in there devouring the burgers and the pizza at Brookins. How about that?
Yes, there is a lot of people that enjoy our nice pizza and the burgers. They come in after the games, before the games, in between the games.
Now, I know you're closed on Mondays. Your hours at Brookins Tuesday through Sunday.
Tuesday through Sunday. We're open during the week from 10:30 a.m. until 1 p.m., and then we open back up at 4. And then on Fridays, we're open all day. And then on the weekends, we open at 1 p.m.
Okay, Carl, thank you so much for dealing with the health crisis like a pro. You did everything the right way. You're still going strong. We can give thanks to the customers as well. They hung in there, and things have turned the corner, looking forward and up.
Yes. Appreciate all the customers from Fort Laramie to Rushi to Versailles to Sydney to Covington, Anna, Bopkins that come in there.
And if you've got to eat on the go, try a carry-out order from Brookins. What's the number to call at Brookins Elm Street in Fort Laramie to place your carry-out?
937-420-2222. And we also have an online ordering system where you can order online and stop by and pick it up. Or Thursday through Sunday, we also have delivery available.
Who are you rooting for here tonight, Rushi or Versailles?
Well, I like the Shelby County teams. I always root for Shelby County, but my kids go to school at Versailles, and I'm looking for Versailles to rebound and have a good win tonight.
Carl, thank you so much. Carl Arns from Brookins. If you've not been to Carl's place, Brookins and Elm Street in Fort Laramie, you'd better make it a treat and get by there in the next week or two. I recommend the pork chops on Saturday evenings, but you got to stop by before 30 or 5, or Brookins will have run out of pork chops. They are that popular. Carl, thanks again so much.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Chuck.
You're so welcome. Carl Arns, Brookins in Fort Laramie. One of our brand new sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is the cell phone shop. We're going to hear from the cell phone shop next. We're about 8 minutes away from the opening tip. Rushi Versailles here tonight. The cell phone shop located on Harshman Road in Harshman Plaza. Take Needmore off I-75 in North Dayton. It runs into Harshman. Mention scoresbroadcast.com. Get 15% off at the cell phone shop. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone shop. ShopDayton.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
McKenna.
So many thanks here tonight to our radio station sponsors via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, which is simulcasting, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Chuck, as I look down through this for sales roster, I really don't see a weakness. Jaden Litton, 17 points a game. Ben Ruhlenkamp, 12 points a game. Connor Stonebreaker, 12. Noah McElDowney at 7. Ruhlenkamp and Litton shoot free throws at nearly 80%. Litton, a 40% three-point shooter. Ruhlenkamp, well above 30. It's got size, shooting ability. They run the floor. They score 60 points or better every single game. Rushi's got its hands full. Raiders might need a five made three-point shooting night from Braden Monin, as it had recently against Botkins when Monin drilled in five threes. Rushi in this gym took Botkins to the wire thanks to Monin's great three-point night. He made five of them. Other Raiders can score from behind the arc. That's what it's going to take from Rushi.
Well, they're going to have to make threes tonight. They're going to have to shoot and handle the ball 100 times better than they did last night at Jackson Center. I thought defensively, I mean, they played hard. They're very scrappy. They claw at everything. I'm impressed by their defense. But last night, Jackson Center didn't miss a shot, and that becomes contagious once you start everybody in the gym starts shooting like that.
Right.
The basket looks huge, so they're going to have a good start tonight so they don't get themselves demoralized at the start of the game.
And Rushi needs balance. The Raiders got it, beating Newton by 8. Braylon Cordonier pumped in 20, Xavier Flippo 16, Zane Chaffee 8, and Danny Arcana by 9. Braylon Cordonier at 16, Xavier Flippo at 13, Ben Bowman 8. In clobbering Fairlawn, Hayden Quinter had 17, Ross Fissinger 15, as I mentioned a moment ago. Braden Monin 17 points, 5 threes against Botkins. You're right, Rushi's got to play who knows how many more times better last night to be in this game this evening.
Well,
because Versailles, I guarantee you, is going to come out angry after suffering its first setback of the entire campaign at New Bremen last evening.
Well, I think they will, but I mean, as a team, I'd be more angry if I was Rushi after the performance that I had last night. But the nice thing about kids is they have an incredibly short memory.
Oh, yeah.
And they're out here. This game is all that matters right now. They're not thinking about last night.
One thing for sure, these two clubs are talented. They'll both play hard. They'll run the floor. They're very well coached. Dave Borchers, Rushi, Travis Swank, your number 6 at Versailles. We'll take a break. We'll return with starting lineups. Opening tip in a couple of minutes. It's Rushi. It's Versailles. The Route 47 rivalry here at the Rushi Gym tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill and Tangeman FH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
Well, these Versailles Tigers were edged by New Bremen last night. No shame in that. Versailles got some balanced scoring. Noah McElnatty pumped in 16. Jaden Linton at 14. Connor Stonebreaker, 11. Ben Ruhenkamp, 9. Just not quite enough offensive output. Game was tied at 49 after four quarters of play. Versailles was 20 of 27 at the stripe, but only made 2 of 14 behind the arc. New Bremen played excellent defense out on the perimeter and slowed down the Versailles Tigers' three-point game. Meanwhile, Jackson Center played perhaps its very best game of the year, if not number one, number two. Maybe the 62-43 win over Marion Local was the Tigers' stop game. But last night in beating Rushi, Jackson Center was red hot. 11-7 lead for Rushi late in the first quarter. And then from that point on, a 53-20 walloping Jackson Center put on Rushi. As Chuck noted, the one thing about high school basketball, Saturday night brings a new day after Friday evening.
Absolutely.
And these young men have forgotten all about last night's setbacks. Opening tip to start the game is won by the Versailles Tigers. Versailles with Noah McElnatty and Eli McElnatty, 5'11 out front. Ben Ruhenkamp in the starting lineup, 6'2" senior. Jaden Linton, 6'2" senior. Connor Stonebreaker, 6'7" junior. Here's a short jump shot missed by the Tigers. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Rushi. Versailles throws in below the rim. Opening 15 seconds. Ball lobbed to Ruhenkamp, 25 feet away. Now controlling the ball, Eli McElnatty. Top of the circle. To Litton, left flank. Hits a cutter. Noah can't drive. Leaves it for the three-point shooter on the arc. It is no good. Ben Ruhenkamp missed it off the back brace. Long rebound to Rushi. Outside the arc on the left is Hayden Quinter. Straight away it goes on the play to Braden Monin. Tries to penetrate the lane area. Stripped on the play by the Versailles Tigers. We played a minute, no score.
Yeah, he started to go up, and he saw 6'7" Stonebreaker in his way, and then he got stripped.
Here's a baseline drive of the Tigers. In among the trees is Noah McElnatty. Has it stolen. Good theft by Zane Chappie. who rampages down the floor, gives it up on the arc to Xavier Flippo. Back out high to Aiden Quinter. Here's a three ball, straight away, long, high Archer, hit the rim, bounded away, shot by Quinter, no. Long rebound, Raiders, in from distance. Zane Chaffee lights it up to give Rushi a 3-0 lead here in the opening 90 seconds. Taking advantage of the long board was Rushi. Here's Versailles tied up at midcourt. Good overplay by the Raiders, and they forced it over and back on Versailles.
Chaffee didn't score last night, so that is a nice start for him to hit that jumper.
Yep. Chaffee averaging right around 10 points a game, blanked last evening. Gets off the snide with a three here in the first nearly 2 minutes of this game. 3-0 in favor of Rushi. Nobody guards the jump shooter in the lane. It's Aiden Quinter wide open. In and out, no good. Rebound slapped back to Xavier Flippo. Up and in. Flippo from 5 feet away.
Good job that time by Aiden Quinter. He got the rebound. Knew he wasn't going to go over the 6'7 kid, and he found Flippo for the basket.
Rushi leads 5-0. Ben Ruhenkamp being overplayed out high by Flippo. Rushi extremely intense on defense. Raiders are clamping down. Foul line, 25 feet away. It's Jaden Linton. Screens for Eli McElhenney. He wants to drive, does so. Goes up with the left hand. Oh, beautifully done. He went around Quinter. A lefty maneuver by the Tigers, and it's 5-2. Quickly attacking. It is Rushi baseline right. Jump shot off the ring by Flippo. Long rebound to Linton. Linton darts down the floor in the paint area. Goes to the rim with a teardrop. It is swatted out of bounds off of Rushi. These two teams will contest fiercely. It'll be well played. Both clubs will perform very hard out there on the court. And you can see some transition baskets. Each team will run. Throwing in is Versailles to the top of the key. Well, I like that move by Stonebreaker. He took it from 23, 24 feet out and dashed to the rim, was fouled in the lane going up with the shot.
Yeah, he beat Bowman at the top of the key, and then Hayden had to come over and foul him. Either that was going to be a dunk.
Couple free throws. Connor Stonebreaker, no good, too hard. 5:11 to go, first quarter, 5-2, Rushi.
Quinter saved him 1 point so far with the foul.
On the floor for Rushi, Ben Bowman is on the inside now with Braylon Cordonier out there with Hayden Quinter. Second free throw, Connor Stonebreaker is in. 5-3, Rushi. Zane Chaffee is one of the five out there for the Raiders, along with Braden Monin. Ball thrown up the floor to Bowman in the lane. He dropped it, picked it up. Rushi still got it. Braylon Cordonier, top of the circle, on a weave. 4:54 to go in the first. 5-3, Rushi over Versailles. Deep in the right corner, Braylon Cordonier swerved into the lane. Off-balance bank shot, short. Rebound, Connor Stonebreaker of Versailles. Flips a pass ahead to Linton. Linton on the arc doesn't shoot. Hits Stonebreaker, the trailer. Now behind him to Ben Ruhenkamp. Ball lobbed to the post. Stonebreaker back to the basket. Hits a cutter driving down the lane. Up and in by Eli McElhenney. Beautifully executed by Versailles, which has tied the game at 5. We played close to 4 minutes in the first quarter. Here's Braden Monin with the ball for Rushi. Gives it up on the arc to Zane Chaffee. Nice. He finds a man slicing to the rim. What a bounce pass. Caught by Quinter. He goes off the glass for 2. 7-5 Raiders. Rushi takes a play out of the book of Versailles, which scored in a similar fashion on its last goal. 3:47 to go, first quarter. Here is Linton trying to muscle his way down the lane. No, it's Stonebreaker. He's mugged below the foul stripe. I was right the first time. It was Linton. No foul. Ruled a tie-up.
Yep.
Arrow favors Rushi.
I couldn't tell. I mean, not a lot of argument, so
nope.
I think it might have been.
Oh, this game will be physical, that's for sure. It'll get so more and more as the game goes on. And Rushi commits an over and back. Tigers did in the first half minute of this game. Rushi does so. Tigers get the ball thanks to the favor. 3:38 to go. First quarter, 7-5. Rushi in the lead, but 2. At midcourt, Noah McElhenney streaks to the far side of the floor,
dropped the ball, rolls away from him, out of bounds. Four turnovers now for the Tigers. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Versailles turns it over normally about 11 or 12 times a game. It's ahead of that pace right now. Look at that drive. Wow. Zane Chappie from 45 feet away. He went down the left side of the lane. Dazzling maneuver. Scooped it up with the left hand. Rolled it in. Great burst to the basket by Chappie.
He had a terrific sophomore year.
Oh, here's a beautiful play. Ruettkamp finds Stonebreaker. He knifes into the paint area, catches, loops it up and in off the window. 9-7, Rushi leads. 2:57 to go here in the first quarter. We figure this might be a high-scoring tilt. Could take 60, maybe 65 to win it. Top of the circle, Braylon Cordon, you're on a weave for Rushi. All depends on how the East team shoot behind the arc. Right there, Rushi, long range. Zane Chappie, good. Chappie from downtown.
Boy, does that make them better when Chappie's scoring.
Isn't that for certain? 12-7 in favor of Rushi. Dribbling into the right corner for the Versailles Tigers is Noah McElhenney. Good overplay by Rushi, which manages to get there in time and draw the charge.
I think he took a knee to the thigh. That's what it looks like.
Chuck, did the defender get there in time?
I'm blocked by the heads there, so I'm going to say yes because that was the call.
Right. Official was on it, sold it. 50-50 call. We play on.
More concerning is if McElhenney is
right,
going to be out.
Don't want him to be ailing. Here's an overplay out front by Ruettkamp. He makes a swipe. Good play by him for Versailles. He goes the other way. Up and good. Oh, a nice pilfer by Ruettkamp of the Versailles Tigers. 12-9. Rushi leads. 2 minutes left, first quarter. Pitch and catch out high. Zane Chappie's got it for Rushi. Having checked in for the Versailles Tigers is Lucas Stammen. Baseline left. Momentarily tied up is Braden Monin for Rushi. He misses the shot. Weak side rebound is good. Stuck in by Bowman.
Wow. My goodness, what a strong play right there.
Right place, right time. Bowman yanked it off the glass. Went up hard, kissed it in off the window. Here's a driving shot by Versailles. Out of control, however, is Eli McElhenney. And Rushi comes away with the board. Then a steal. Ruettkamp. Pilfer at midcourt. Great pickpocket by Ruettkamp of the Tigers. He storms the other way for two. 14-11 in favor of Rushi. Bowman down inside. Goes up once. Blocked by Stonebreaker. Bowman again. Foul on Stonebreaker of Versailles. 14-11 in favor of Rushi. This game being played at a high octane pace. Pell mell.
I like the aggressiveness of Ben Bowman inside.
Bowman shoots the free throw up and in. Two coming. First one good. 15-11. Rushi by four.
No, he got Stonebreaker in trouble by the first one getting the block, but the second one he was right on him. And that's how you get fouls called.
We've got Braden Monin back on the floor for Rushi, along with Xavier Flippo. Bowman at the foul line. In the backcourt are Zane Chappie and Hayden Quinter. Second shot by Bowman rattles around. He's got it. 16-11. 5-point lead, Rushi. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Versailles at midcourt. It's Stammen on the bounce. Whips it left side to Eli McElhenney. Handoff on the play to Litton. Litton leans in. Low post left. Ducks under. Scores off the window.
He's a terrific basketball player. I remember him even as a JV player.
His body control is excellent. 38 seconds to go. First quarter. 16-13. Rushi. Here's a drive below the rim. Getting too far under for the Raiders is Quinter. Shot partially blocked. Versailles comes away with it. Deep in the corner. It is Eli McElhenney. Goes to the post to Stonebreaker. Below the basket, feeds to a teammate, Ruettkamp. 12-footer, fade away, no, off the back iron. Rebound, Rushi. 15 ticks on the clock, late first quarter. Rushi 16, Versailles 13. Raiders play for one. Spin move, Chappie, left side of the lane. Banks it up on the go. In and out, no good. He ran over a Tiger, offensive foul.
3.9 left in the opening period, and it has been well played, intensely contested, two good clubs playing hard. Sometimes on Saturday nights you don't see this. Here is Litton running to midcourt for Versailles. Gets away a shot between two Rushi Raider defenders, short from 35 feet. First quarter's in the books. A good one on Saturday night from the Rushi gym. The Raiders 16, the Tigers 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within 1 hour from Shelby County, call Riemann Drywall in Anna. A call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Eli McElDowney starts the second quarter with a short jumper. Noah McElDowney hits it in the paint for Versailles to bring the Tigers within one, 16-15. Rushi in the lead. Here's Braden Monin, 25 feet away. Now to Ross Fissinger, who's in off the bench. Baseline left, it goes to Flippo, lobbing down inside to Braylon Gradonier, knocked away. Fissinger gets it back on the arc. Shot wide right, no good. Rebound to Versailles, which can take the lead. Long pass left corner, Litton spots up, three-pointer. Bullseye, foul. Foul to boot. My goodness, what a shot by Litton of Versailles. He gunned it in from the extreme corner, was knocked into the Rushi cheerleaders, fouled on the play, shot went in. He's got a four-point play opportunity, 18-16, Versailles up two. Free throw by Litton, dead center. Four-point play by Litton, and the Tigers now lead up to three, 19-16. Mark it down. 1 minute into the second quarter, a three-point play by Litton and then a foul shot following to complete a four-pointer gives Versailles a three-point lead. Rushi retaliates. Nice little turnaround shot in the lane.
Brandon Monin with the rebound. I'll tell you, they've got six offensive rebounds now.
Beautiful play by Braden Monin of the Raiders. Braden snatched that board, spun, and flipped it in. Versailles' lead is one, 19-18. Here's a pass to the post by Litton, intercepted by Rushi. Guarding down the floor, Flippo, baseline left, pins it. 10-footer, Flippo. 20-19, Rushi back on top by one.
Flippo had a terrific game here a couple of Saturdays ago against New Bremen.
2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Fast-paced action, fast and furious. Baseline right, Stonebreaker hounded, spins, banks it up from 5 feet. Oh, it wouldn't go in, hung on the iron, and came off from point-blank range. Stonebreaker missed it. Quickly down the floor, Flippo gives it up to the driver in the paint area. It's Monin out to the three-point shooter. A long one, Flippo, caroms off the iron in the corner. Players go diving. The officials got something, what?
I think it's just, do you have a foul on that? My goodness.
It's called against 34, Xavier Flippo of Rushi. 5:44 to go, second quarter. Rushi 20, Versailles 19.
They were both going after the ball. He saw something I didn't.
Well, if you turn your head in this game, you can miss a lot. Action is quick. It's frenzied at times. foul line. Good drive down the lane. Ruhlenkamp for Versailles hooked it up on the go. It skimmed off the rim. Coming back hard is Versailles. The trailer, Bowman to the rack. He's got it. Wow. Ben Bowman trailing the play. He was the safety valve. The ball was pitched backward to him, and he steered his way down the lane. Got a favorable hop off the ring. Here's Stonebreaker, baseline right. Look at him, power to the rim. And Rushi stands ground and deflects the shot. Raiders come right back. Poor pass by Rushi. Intercepted by Litton. Litton to the rack. In the paint area. Might have walked. Might have walked. Or did he charge? Offensive foul.
He did both. It probably should have been a walk. When you drop your shoulder like that, it really doesn't matter. They're going to call a charge every time.
Offensive foul on Litton of Versailles.
I think that's his first.
4:54 to go here in the second quarter. Rushi 22, Versailles 19.
Too many supports in the way. I have trouble seeing the scoreboard up there.
And now Versailles puts on the heat, pressure in backcourt. Ball lobbed ahead to Flippo to Braden Gordonier in the left corner. Braylon back out high to teammate Hayden Quinter. Now it goes on the play to Zane Chappie. Bowman foul line, spins, deals Chappie. Chappie goes baseline, short corner, Braylon Gordonier in the lane, up and under, blocked on the play by the Tigers, an easy cram. Litton coming back, teardrop in the lane, hits it! Litton on the move for Versailles. 22-21, Rushi's lead trimmed to one. Having checked in now is Cole Hamilton, big 6'10 senior for the Versailles Tigers. Here's a long three, left wing, Zane Chappie. Oh. In and out, no good. Circled the iron three times. Tough break for Zane. Hamilton clears the glass for Versailles. To Litton, 30-footer. Bingo! Bingo! Jaden Litton lights it up. 2-point lead Versailles.
He's got a 9-point quarter going.
3-point shot, Rushi. Good! Coming right back is Quinter. Hayden Quinter lights it up. 1-point lead, Rushi, 25-24.
I was a little tired when I got here. This is awakened to me.
Oh, Chuck, I may not be far off when I said it could take 60 or 65 to win this game. Timeout called. 3:33 left, second quarter. Rushi up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, the Versailles Tigers play it in at midcourt. Down by one, 25-24. Seesaw game so far. Rushi giving the number one ranked Division III Versailles club all it can handle here at the moment. We've got a whistle foul away from the action. Bowman may have been leaning on Stonebreaker.
Yeah, he started to do a cut across. And we used to teach that. It's called an arm bar. You put an arm up, but you can't extend it, and that's what he did.
Ball lobbed into Stonebreaker from below the rim. He catches right in front and drops it home. Easy does it. Stonebreaker with a point blanker, 26-25. Rushi now down one to Versailles. Here's Braylon Gordonier feeding Flippo in the post. Flippo in the lane, spins, ducks under, almost in there too long. Shot it high off the glass, hit the rim, no good. Oh, look at that rebound by Rushi. Then Bowman going to work. Bowman all over the boards. Fouled in the act of shooting it. Ben Bowman rebounding like a young man possessed.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't know. This is not the same team we watched last night.
Nope. Nope.
Same numbers, but not the same team.
Right. Free throw by Bowman is good. Only other mark difference tonight, Rushi wearing white, last night blue on the road.
Yep, maybe they just need to wear white.
The performance level is amazingly high for Rushi here this evening. Much, much better than last night on the road at Jackson Center. Stellar performance for the Raiders, who lead the number one ranked Versailles Tigers now, 27-26.
Bowman's got eight, and I'll tell you what, he is playing outstanding.
Bowman just connected on two free throws in a row. Here's Litton behind the arc, setting up, shooting a long one. He buries it. He buries it. Oh, is Litton ever a marksman?
He's got 12 in the quarter now.
What a shooting eye. What a shooting touch. A dozen for him in the second quarter. For Sales, back up two. Dribble drive, flip bow. Wants to pick and roll with Bowman. No dice. Now Bowman's got it deep in the right corner. Out on the arc to Monin. Monin dribbles with the left. Off the screen comes Shappy. Ball rotated to Bowman in the post, going to work on Stonebreaker. Flips it up with the right hand. It danced around the rim, came off, and Stonebreaker tries to save with his fingertips. Can't do it.
Nice move by Bowman. I mean, I tell you what, he is not intimidated by 6'7 at all.
2-point lead for Sales. 2:06 to go, first half. Ball inbounded below the rim on the left, and Monin blocked. Good block on the play by Stonebreaker. Here comes Versailles all the way down the floor. Driving lamp with the right hand. It is no good by Eli McElDowney, but he's hacked up on the arm. It is a foul against Rushi. Might have been deflected cleanly up on top, but the official is sharing with Rushi head coach Dave Borchers that the contact was down below.
Well, he's explaining it. I don't think Dave's buying it.
Versailles misses the first of two free throws. No good by Eli McElnatter. 29-27. Versailles ahead but two. 2 minutes even to go here in the second quarter.
I think that was the second foul on Quinter, where he's going to sit for a little bit now.
Foul shot number two for Eli. Yes. 30-27. Versailles up three.
Was strange to have a McElDowney playing for Versailles, isn't it?
It would be strange
if there wasn't
without one.
I'm surprised there's only two.
Midcourt with the ball. Rushi Raiders. It is Zane Shappy. Xavier Flippo hits Shappy. Shappy drives down the lane. Feeds Bowman. Short corner. Doesn't shoot. Now to Braden Monin, 30 feet out, right back into Bowman. Bowman against Stonebreaker, fadeaway seven-footer, hit the back iron, and careened away. Rebound down to Litton. Litton darts up the floor. Bowman hooks him from behind.
I think that's one-on-one, or they flipped that six up there awfully quickly. Nope, it's one-on-one.
Team foul number seven in the Raiders, Litton, who is a terrific three-point shooter at 75% on the year, or I should say free-throw shooter, 75% on the year. He's better than 40% behind the arc, by the way. Foul shot, dead center, got it. The lead for Versailles is four, 31-27. Tigers try to inch in front by five, and they do. What a second period for Litton.
He's having a Jace Mullenauer quarter. Mullenauer had 16 in a quarter last night. He's got 14 now.
90 seconds to go in the second period. 5-point lead for Sales. Rushi needs a bucket here. Ball thrown to the post. It's Monin down low. He muffed the handoff from out on the arc by Shappy, and now it's tied up in the paint. Three black shirts, two white shirts. Arrow favors Rushi. Big stretch here for the Raiders, who need to hang tough. Don't want to fall behind the seven or nine before halftime. Baseline left of the rim. Xavier Flippo inbounds. Deep left corner, Braylon Cordonier. Has he scored yet, Chuck?
He has not.
Cordonier 30 feet out. Between the rings to Shappy. Far right side. It is Monin. Straight away Cordonier. Near side Shappy, shot fake. Foul line extended left. It goes on the play to Flippo. Flippo tries to muscle into the lane. Ball spiked away. Loose on the deck. Versailles comes out of there with it. It's a two-on-one. Stonebreaker. McElDowney. Stonebreaker. Good. 34-27 Tigers. Dribble drive. Right corner. Braylon Cordonier to Bowman. Baseline right. Monin back to the basket. On the arc to Bowman. Doesn't shoot. 30 seconds to go, first half. Here's Braylon Cordonier. Foul line J. Might have been deflected. Shots off to the left. Ruled no touch. ball out of bounds to Versailles.
No complaining. Usually if the ball's blocked, the touch, the shooter knows it. The shooter didn't say anything, so I'm assuming it was not.
Tigers with a strong final 3 minutes of the second quarter have pulled away by seven now, 34-27. And Versailles has the ball the final 19 seconds of the first half. Here is Noah McElhaney, 30 feet away, being hounded by Chappie. And as a result, Versailles goes over and back.
And he did too. His heel hit the line.
11.3 to go here in the second quarter. We've had three over and backs in this game.
Yeah,
two by Versailles, one over and back by Ruchin.
Very rarely do you see one in a game.
Right. Inbounding is Flippo for Rushi, which needs a goal right here. Dribbling down the right side of the lane, Chappie pulls up. Foul line, Bowman, 16-footer, circled around the rim and came out with two to go. In backcourt, Stonebreaker, long one, 70-footer off the top of the backboard. Versailles earned a 7-point advantage. After two quarters of play, Tigers 34, Raiders 27. We'll have a two-minute radio station break upcoming. Two-minute radio station break is next. Hang loose. I'd like to tell you about Steve and Ted's and Anna, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly building a solid reputation for quality products and fine pricing. We'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. That's right, energy and cost savings, thanks to the work from Steve and Ted's. Flexible finance options at Steve and Ted's at 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's is your local Lennox dealer and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. At Steve and Ted's, remember, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services too. Earlier today on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, the Fort Laramie girls defeated Marion Local. It was hard fought. Wasn't easy. The Flyers were a tough foe earlier today. Fort Laramie did come out on top by a final tally of 51-45 to stretch their win streak this year to 19-0. 2 minute radio station break is next. Rushi down 7 to Versailles at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
We welcome you back here to the Rushi Gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports. And we are being simulcasted by WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our radio station sponsors, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. It is halftime, and Rushi trails Versailles by 7. The Raiders got to 27. The offense stalled out. Good defense for the Tigers down the stretch of the first half. And then the outside shooting and the floor running by Versailles really warmed up. Our halftime report presented to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck?
Well, I would say amazingly, Rushi's got a rebounding advantage, but I'm not sure that just because of their effort, it's not a shock. 13-10, but the real shock is 7-1 on the offensive boards for the Raiders. Six turnovers by each team in the first half. The Raiders went to the free throw line four times. Ben Bowman, and he made all four. On the other side, Versailles was 5-7. Individual scoring for the Tigers, Jaden Linton had 16. Then they had Connor Stonebreaker with 7, 5 for Eli McElDowney, 4 for Ben Ruenkamp, and 2 for Noah McElDowney. They scored 13 and 21, 34 for the first half. Rushi was led by Ben Bowman with 8 and Zane Shappy with 8. They got 4 from Xavier Flippo, 3 from Hayden Quinter, 2 from Braden Monin. They scored 16, but only 11 in the second quarter, and they trail at 34-27 at the half.
I tell you what, Chuck, this Versailles offense can rack up the points, rack up a lot of them in a short span of time.
Well, they play good defense. They get some steals. They run the floor well. They do. I mean, they got the inside game, they got the outside game. My goodness, Linton is the real deal. What a good basketball player he is.
Well, it's 6'2". He plays like 6'4", 6'5". Can shoot it from long range. Can take it to the cup. He's a guard, forward, wing player combination, and I'm sure he can post up as well.
I imagine he could. On the other side, Rushi, Shappy had an 8-point first quarter. I don't think though if he took a shot in the second quarter.
Right.
And then Bowman had 4 in each quarter. They need some help. They need Shappy to continue to score. Cordonier didn't score in the first half. I think he only took one or two shots.
Right.
So they got other people that need to step up.
That is our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in
in 2019, AAG renovated the B Deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
It is 34-27. Rushi in the lead, or I should say Versailles in the lead over Rushi. We start action here in the third quarter. A nearly jam-packed Rushi Raiders High School gym witnessing this game tonight. And a lot of fireworks, well played. Both teams running up and down the floor hard. There have been a number of transition baskets, some three-pointers, good physical rebounding on the interior. Versailles opening up a seven-point cushion late in that second quarter after Rushi had two or three leads by as many as three. Here is Versailles on offense starting the third quarter. Ball fed to the post. It is loose. It's on the deck. And the arrow says it will be Raiders possession. Versailles got the ball to start the third quarter. Rushi with it now.
They tried to go back door with Linton, and good job by Rushi getting a hand on the ball.
Yep, Raiders read it and clawed that ball away to the hardwood. Here is Quinter, top of the circle for Rushi, down seven. Baseline drive, Shappy hits a cutter down the lane. It's Monin. He's hacked at the rim, tried to lay it up over the iron, and he'll get two. Good call by the referee. Monin with a couple shots here for the Raiders, who are down 7, 7-12 to go in the fourth period. Monin, four bounces, dips the knees, high arching free throw is on target. 34-28 for Sales, the six. Second shot, Braden Monin of Rushi, dips the knees again, and he is on the money once again. 34-29, Versailles ahead by five. We played a minute here in the third quarter. Stonebreaker, top of the circle for the Versailles Tigers. Gives it up to Ruenkamp. Far left wing, it's Noah McElnowney to Linton. Oh, here's Linton barging out of control in the lane. A teardrop, a 10-footer, way short. Bodies fly. Wow, you might have heard the thud on the air as Keisters hit the deck and whistle blew. The officials looked at each other, said it's a block on Rushi. Two free throws, Linton. Here's the first one up, and it is in and out and back in.
The only reason I like the call, and it's not the reason they called it, was because he was directly under the basket when he took the charge. The ball had already gone up to the rim. So I like the call, but I'm not sure it was a correct call for high school.
Here is Linton again. Swish. Well, Linton suspended himself in midair, and I think the defensive player took advantage of that opportunity to inch into the landing zone.
Didn't let him land.
Right.
Exactly.
36-29. Versailles in the lead with 7. The two clubs have matched a pair of free throws to start the third quarter. Oh, there's a good sign for Rushi. Braylon Cordonnier lights it up from deep. Triple by Cordonnier, 36-32. Rushi down 4. Midcourt for Versailles. It is Noah McElhenney, right side. Passes to Litton. Litton retreats towards center court on the bounce. Monin's guarding him at the moment. Now they shade 2 his way. Here's a long left-handed 3 ball by Noah McElhenney. No good at Strong. Rebounding foul. Ruin camp of Versailles.
If you remember last night, this Rushi team threw at least 5, maybe 6 passes that didn't touch anybody and went out of bounds.
Right.
That was in their offense last night, and they have at least gotten rid of that problem tonight.
You're right. From a ball handling standpoint, the Raiders are spot on this evening, that's for sure. Top of the circle, Monin glides inside the arc, still 18 feet away. Hands off to Flippo, angles through the lane, behind the arc to Cordonnier. Now the 3 ball, bingo again! 2 in a row for Braylon Cordonnier. And Rushi pulls within 1, 36-35. Versailles hasn't scored a field goal yet in the second half. We played 2.5 minutes. Over guarding foul near midcourt. Shappy all over Noah McElhenney.
They can tell these kids know each other because after every foul they talk to each other and smile and talk. So.
And here is Versailles with the ball after the foul called against the Raiders. Ball thrown right side to Noah. Straight away Litton, shot fake, steps into a 3. It's short, no good. Long rebound, Eli McElhenney to Ruinkamp. Hustles down the right side of the lane. Shovel shot short. Tough one. Degree of difficulty, about a 10 on a 10-point scale. Countering quickly down the floor, Rushi Raiders. Here's an extra pass. Shot missed below the rim by Braylon Cordonnier. But he is smacked on the arm. No, it's Xavier Flippo who got walloped, and he gets 2. But give credit to Rushi, which beat Versailles all the way to the end line and got the shot up, attracted the 2-shot foul situation, and Flippo knots the score at 36. Nice rally by Rushi to start the second half. Versailles without a bucket from the floor in the first 3 minutes. Flippo is in and out of the second one. Towering rebound by Stonebreaker of the Rushi Raiders. Backcourt it goes to Noah McElhenney. Noah on the bounce. Right side to Ruinkamp. Elbow jumper from 16. Short. Rebound down to Flippo. Chest pass ahead to Quinter. To Shappy on top. Right side it goes to Braden Monin. Quinter straight away. Got a screen momentarily. Back to Cordonnier. Baseline right. Flippo to Braylon. Stumbles in the lane. Fell down. Threw it right to a Tiger. Driving hard down the floor. Oh, beautiful left-hand layup. Good by Eli McElhenney. First goal, second half for Versailles, which is up 4. Cross-court pass. Braylon Cordonnier on the arc against Ruinkamp. Baseline, and he was held by Ruinkamp. Common foul. 4:18 to go in the third. 38-36 in favor of Versailles. Any doubt this one will go to the wire? No, I don't think so.
And anybody who, before this game, was thinking that Versailles was going to run Rushi out of the gym doesn't know this series.
5 of the last 8 outings between the two decided by a grand total of 12 points. Inbounds pass, Rushi below the rim, spanked out of bounds by Versailles. Raiders try once more. Low on the right, it's Braden Monin. Goes below the rim to Flippo, and then back out high to Shappy. Down the left side to Quinter. Quinter high left. Left corner, Flippo. 2-point lead Versailles. Rushi tries to tie it up. In the lane, Flippo. Jump stop. Got it from 10 feet. Good move, Xavier Flippo. Tied up at 38. Wow, 11-4, Rushi here to start the second half. 3:46 to go, third quarter. way out on the right side. It's Eli McElhenney into Stonebreaker. Haven't heard much from him. Turnaround, fall away, 10-footer. Hits it. Stonebreaker for the Tigers, who lead by two. 40-38. Here is Rushi, top of the circle. Chappie's got an avenue right down the pike to the rim. Blazes a trail. Foul at the iron against Versailles. Shot rolled away. No good. Two free throws. Chappie for Versailles. I'll tell you what, Chuck. Rushi's done a pretty good job compromising the height advantage on the inside of Versailles in this game.
Well, they've done a good job of getting into to Stonebreaker instead of letting him be a shot blocker.
Yep, good point. Free throw by Chappie is good. 40-39, Versailles by one. 3:24 to go here in the third quarter. Chappie for the tie. No good. Strong off the heel. Long rebound, Litton of Versailles in backcourt being hounded. He's on the move, racing center line, veers right corner. Hands it back off to a teammate 25 feet away, Lucas Stammen, 5'10 junior. Stammen dribbling. Right wing, three-point shot for Sales, way off target by Eli McElhenney. Long board to Chappie. Heaves it up ahead to a teammate, Braylon Gradonier. There's another over and back. How about that? Pass to the top of the circle. Not caught. Berushi was whiffed on. Rolled into backcourt. Four over and back violations in this game. Nothing decided. Versailles 40, Rushi 39. Timeout on the floor. 2:51 to go. Third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, the Tigers have the two McElhenneys and Stammen on the floor at the moment. 5'11", 5'11", 5'10". Here's Versailles. Baseline left. Stonebreaker, fall away. Short corner jumper. Around and in. Big bucket after the timeout. Three-point lead Versailles. 42-39. 2:25 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, that last foul on Ruhenkamp was his third.
Top of the circle with the ball for Rushi is Jordan Meyer, who is in now, 6'2 senior. Here's Chappie, 35 feet away, guarded by Stammen. Down the left side to Quinter. Quinter looks, popping out to catch Meyer. Ball high overhead to Bowman, posting up Quinter. Quinter going to work down inside, reverses, left hand, makes it. Nice play around Litton. 42-41, 1-point lead Versailles. Minute 50 to go, late third quarter. Here's Stammen throwing inside to Stonebreaker, posting up, can't shoot. On the arc to McElhenney. Three ball is short, no good. Eli came up an inch shy of the mark. Rebound is run down by Rushi, far side of the floor. Here come the Raiders. A two-point basket gives Rushi the lead. Meyer down the right side to Quinter. A buck and a quarter left here in the third quarter. Quinter back to the basket. Hits Meyer back door. Throws opposite corner. Picked off. Versailles on the steal. Eli McElhenney to Litton. Picked up by Quinter. Into the post to Stonebreaker. Working on Bowman. Up with a one-hander. Six-footer right in front. Got it. 44-41 Versailles. Quickly Meyer in the forecourt. Rushi's got it straight away. It is Chappie. 55 seconds left. Chappie's got an avenue, starts down the lane, pulls up on a dime, jumper off to the right, but he was crashed into for the backside, and he'll get two. 44-41 Versailles. Rushi's foul shooter, Zane Chappie. Chance to trim the Tigers' lead back to one. Couple bounces, foul shots in the air. He hits it. 44-42, two-point lead Versailles. Bowman out. Braden Monin back in for Rushi. Checking out for the Versailles Tigers is Eli McElnatty. Both free throws right on the button by the foul shooter Zane Chappie of Rushi, which is within one. 44-43, 51.9 to go third quarter. Here comes Versailles to midcourt. It's Noah McElnatty. Coming out to catch a Stonebreaker, starts a drive, barrels into the left baseline, nearly walked. It is poked out of bounds by Rushi. Versailles a little more determined in the last four or five possessions to get Stonebreaker at 6'7", touches in the middle. Here is Noah McElnatty, bobbles in the lane, might have double dribbled, out of control, timeout Tigers. That was a good timeout, the head coach, Travis Swank. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Versailles up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You are covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Well, Chuck, head coach Travis Swank of Versailles designing a play at the bench during the timeout. 35 ticks to go, third quarter. I bet it goes through Jaden Litton somehow.
Well, I would think so, or Stonebreaker.
Ball lobbed into Ruin Camp behind the arc. Driving through the lane goes McElnatty for Versailles. Might have staggered, could have dragged the pivot foot. Noah hooked it in right in front. Beautifully done. He survived the contact and scored.
Yeah, I think it was a combination. He got bumped and then they didn't call the travel.
3-point lead for Versailles. 15-14. 13 seconds to go. Third quarter. Rushi with the ball. Quinter 25 feet out. Straightaway 3-point shooter. It's Flippo. Good! How about that? 3 seconds left. Versailles, midcourt, Litton on the run, doesn't get it off. The Flippo bomb ties the game at 46. What a third quarter by Rushi. We'll keep it right here, a 46-all tie. We'll be back to start the fourth after I tell you about Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. They do it all and very well, too, at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Take-home tests for the coronavirus available as well. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. What a game. We knew it would be. We predicted right to the wire. And I tell you what, if it ends like this in 8 more minutes, it's overtime.
We predicted right down to the wire last night, too.
Well, the first quarter.
It did go down to the wire. Unfortunately, the horse was about 5 lengths ahead.
Here's Versailles spreading the floor to start the fourth quarter and getting a wide open layup out of the half-court set.
That was good. Eli McElnatty.
Beautifully done by Eli McElnatty. He carved out space in the lane after the double team away from him by Rushi. Baseline left. Here's a short little 5-footer. Put up. No good on the play by Ross Fissinger. of the Rushi Raiders for Sales comes down with a rebound, holding against Rushi. Team foul situation, 5 on the Raiders, 6 on the Tigers. 7.5 to go here in this game. This is where Versailles has really flexed its muscle all year long. They have been a very good fourth quarter team. Loose ball right in front of the Versailles bench. Out of bounds. Tigers will keep it. Versailles with a mark of 15-1. As I said, a potent fourth quarter club all year. And as a result, 15 straight wins before last night's double OT loss at New Bremen. Here's Litton on the arc. My, oh my, did he get away with the travel? Wow.
Zero step.
Litton for Versailles took 2.5 steps, a big time walk, made the 15-footer. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be. That was a travel deluxe. Here is Rushi down the lane. Off balance goes the driver. Out of control, charge against the Raiders. Big turn of events right here, Chuck, in the last 10 seconds.
Well, that was close to a travel. It was up in the air, and that was absolutely a charge.
Well, Litton walked badly. That was a 2.5 stepper. Miserable no call by the officials. Wow. And the Rushi bench erupted, surprised they did not get a technical. But it was a big-time walk, not called, and Litton went from the top of the key to below the foul line and hit a runner. Here is Versailles racing down the right side of the lane, reach-in foul on Rushi. Two shots coming for Ruhenkamp with the Tigers, and you feel a big-time momentum shift here in the last 45 seconds or so.
I think Rushi will weather this storm. I think they're going to come back. I don't think this is going to be a walk away.
Free throw good by Ruhenkamp. Versailles up 5. Again, repeating, this is Versailles' strength, the fourth quarter. Second shot here for Ruhenkamp. Substitution, Bowman in, Flippo out for Rushi. Ruhenkamp flexes the knees, and he's on the mark with the second foul shot. And the Versailles Tigers have worked their way back to a 6-point spread.
Well, 9-for-11 from the free throw line for Versailles and 10-of-12 for the Raiders.
High post Bowman, Stonebreaker on his back to Quinter. Near side, Braylon Cordonier, open from 16, wide left, rebound volleyballed around. It's Litton, got it. Litton on the dead run. Litton down the floor toward the rim. He is creamed from behind. Wow, was he ever walloped. Hopefully, he gets up and is fine. Rushi made sure there was no basket.
Well,
Litton paid the price. He was decked. He was double decked.
Well, they made an attempt at the ball, and they made sure he didn't get the shot up. That's what you do.
Couple of shots for Litton to push the lead to 7-8. The first one is good. This young man shoots free throws at nearly an 80% clip.
He's got 21 points for the game now.
7-point lead for Sales, 53-46. Again, Litton got it. 6:17 to go. Rushi cannot afford to get further behind. Head coach Dave Borchers gets a timeout. 8-point lead, Tigers. Less than 2 minutes played in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Say, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins, and those that come to us from towns all around, or Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, just $14.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Rushi on the attack. 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Long three-pointer, left wing, gunned up there by Shappy, short, no good. Rebound for Sales, which is out in front now by 8. It's in the hands of Litton to the foul line. Dumps it off to Ruhenkamp, right corner of the floor. Ruhenkamp circles on top. Dishes on the play to teammate Eli McElDowney. Back to Litton. Litton with a step back, 27-footer. Oh, is it pure? That was a pure three-pointer by Litton. Nothing you can do about it. Here is Rushi now down 11. Biggest advantage of this game for Versailles, 57-46. Litton has had a terrific contest, especially since the second quarter. Dribble drive into the lane goes Shappy for Versailles. Off to Bowman. Bowman misses once, twice. Gets it back in the paint area. Puts up a six-footer, fouled on the shoulder by a black jersey. Two free throws, Bowman. 5:01 to go here in the fourth. 57-46 in favor of Versailles. Carl Arnes with us here in the stands. Carl is Mr. Brookins on Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Carl's place, great food, outstanding cuisine. Free throw Bowman is good.
I am a chicken connoisseur. Best chicken I've ever had.
First free throw Bowman good. Second shot short. Oh, what a strong board by Stonebreaker. 10-point lead, Tigers, 4:55 to go. Both teams in the bonus. Versailles with the ball, 30 feet out. It is Noah McElDowney, lobs it cross court to Eli. Baseline left, Ruhenkamp, around one player, around another, to the rim, good! Versailles, but 12, Rushi in trouble. Here's a good feed, it goes from Chappie to Bowman, layup on the inside, bounces around, and drops home. 59-49 for Sales after the Tigers had gone up 59-47 with 4.5 to play. Long three-pointer Ruhenkamp for Sales, and it skids off the rim. Long rebound Flippo, not the shot. Head coach Travis Swank wanted right there.
Not at that point in the game, though.
And then Rushi throws it away. Flippo tried to hit Bowman down low in the right. 4:07 left, 59-49 in favor of the Versailles Tigers.
Stonebreaker looks like he's gassed a little bit. He might need about a 10-second break here.
Midcourt for the Versailles Tigers. It is Noah McElDowney to Eli. Eli straight away to Ruhenkamp. Now Eli 25 feet out on him, Flippo. Ball fed to Stonebreaker, left corner Ruhenkamp. Versailles each clock. Eli straight away, Ruhenkamp high left. Guarding tightly, Cordonier. Now here's Litton, midcourt. They spread the floor a little bit, try to open things up. Litton goes to work, skips into the lane, leaves it behind him for Ruhenkamp. Good! Three ball by Ruhenkamp. Litton wow. Attracted a crowd. He set up Ruhenkamp, who nailed it. 13-point deficit facing Rushi. Ball thrown for Bowman in the post. Catches baseline left. Maneuvers in the paint. Goes up and under against Stonebreaker. It is deflected, and Versailles has got the loose ball. Up 13. They circle the wagons. Here's Eli McElDowney to Stonebreaker. 2:59 to go. Little pick and roll. Intercepted by Bowman. Outlet to Flippo. Foul, Tigers. Don't forget Myers Tavern, as we were telling you. Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins, proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone for your carryout at Myers Tavern in Botkins, 693-8271. We bet you won't find better. Timeout called, 2:53 left. Versailles in the lead by 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
A couple of free throws here by Rushi's Braylon Cordonier as we return to action with 2:53 to go in the fourth quarter. He nets a pair at the stripe to cut it to an 11-point game, and then Rushi deflects and intercepts the inbounds pass by Versailles. Quinter on the arc, goes foul line, left side of the lane, spin move in the paint, up and under, strong, stick back, Rushi. It was Monin who came flying in. What a play by Braden Monin of the Raiders. His follow attempt was no good, but he was clobbered to the floor, and he's got two shots. A couple of makes here, and it's down to nine. Chuck, I'm really impressed by Versailles' second half and fourth quarter. Call it what you want. Will, it's formidability, it's mental toughness down the stretch of this game.
I'm impressed that Braden Monin could get up after that shot he just took.
First free throw good. Second shot rattles around, comes out.
Made them both.
No, it stays
made
in.
Them both.
A lot of bouncing on the iron. And Monin gets a pair of free throws, four in a row by Rushi to trim a 13-point deficit to nine. Here's a wild pass. Versailles coming unglued. Here's Rushi down the floor, driving layup. Monin, good! Foul backcourt. Monin went for the steal. And it will be a 1-1 for the Versailles Tigers with 2:25 to go. How about that? Six very hasty points by Rushi in succession.
Well, I felt like they weren't going to go away. They just were playing too hard.
They've shaved it from 13 down to 7. Big free throws for the Tigers. At the stripe here is Noah McElDowney. The left-hander eyes the bucket. Got it. Calm and cool. Noah McElDowney sinks at 63-55. Versailles in the lead by 8. It was a third quarter tie. Second shot short. Long rebound to Monin. Outlet to Quinter. Bolts down the floor. Thought about the three. To Monin. To Quinter. Right wing. Straightaway flip post. Shot fake. Into the lane. Late feed. Deflected. Stolen by Versailles. Big play. Here comes Eli McElDowney to ruin camp. Sloppy pass. It is a white jersey deflecting and stealing. Deep three, right corner, short. As Chappie couldn't get it to go. Rebound Monin, 10-footer, short. Rebound Versailles, foul Rushi. Raiders had their chances.
Well, I tell you what, the three was short, but what a rebound by Monin, and he just short-armed the shot.
63-55, Versailles up 8, a minute 53 to go. Ruhenkamp with a 1-1 for the Tigers. So many games this year, Versailles has willed its way to victory in the second half, especially the fourth quarter. Tigers have a knack of turning it on when the game is on the line. Remember, this was tied up at the end of 3. Versailles surged to a 13-point lead here in the fourth. Free throw by Ruhenkamp is good. 64-55, Versailles by 9. Second foul shot by Ruhenkamp. Couple of bounces. Number 10 eyes the goal on the way. It is in again. Couple of big shots for Ruhenkamp. Here comes Rushi, forecourt right. Ball thrown ahead of the key. Braden Munn lets it go. It skimmed off the rim. Long rebound, though, by Rushi. Head fake, Chaffee in the lane. Left corner, three ball by Flippo. Shy of the mark. Pointer on the rebound. Up and good. 65-57. Alert play by Quinter. The guard came in for the offensive glass work, and it paid off. Minute 25 to go. Versailles at the timeline. It's Eli McElDowney on a weave to Litton. Litton has the ball knocked out of bounds into the Rushi crowd across the way. Versailles Tigers in the road, black, orange numbers trimmed in white. Rushi white from top to bottom. Gold numerals outlined in blue. In backcourt, Litton. Hooking foul will send Litton to the line for a 1-1 with 73 seconds to go. How many points for Litton, Chuck?
Yes, 25.
Wow.
They've got four kids in double figures. Rushi has three in double figures. And Quinter has nine.
Here is Litton dipping the knees. And he zeroes in at the charity stripe to make it 66-57. My prediction pregame, 65 would win it. I'm right on the button. One of the few times I'm ever right on the button. Both shots by Litton, dead center. 67-57. Versailles up ahead by 10. A weave by Rushi. Dribbling down the lane, Chaffee on the dead run. Shot wide right. Long rebound to Quinter. Up and under in the lane. Missed it badly. Loose ball, baseline. Out of bounds off Versailles. Rushi's going to wind up with a very poor percentage here in the fourth quarter.
13 offensive rebounds, though. That shows you how hard those kids are playing.
Ball lobbed in by Rushi, and yes, Versailles too aggressive. Fouled Quinter. That was unnecessary. Quinter to the stripe, double bonus. 59.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. 10-point lead Versailles. Rushi's Quinter spins the ball in the palms and sinks the free throw. 67-58. Versailles in the lead by 9. Entertaining game here tonight. Fast-paced, a lot of action. Run out, steals, fast breaks, transition baskets, three-pointers, good half-court sets. Amidst all of that, very strong, aggressive defense, both sides. Second free throw snaps off the iron, no good. Rebounded by Versailles, which is up 9, 50 seconds to go. Deep right corner, Litton, he's going to play it smart. Splits a couple defenders. Double bonus situation for the Tigers. Litton head of the key on the bounce. Hands it off on the play to Eli McElDowney. Down the lane. Hooks it to Stonebreaker. Out high to Ruhlenkamp. Litton midcourt foul against Rushi. Foul with the Raiders. No choice.
Well, they were yelling no when he had the ball the first time, and I kind of understand it. You don't want to foul him. But there's only 33 seconds to go, and you're down 9. You got to foul quickly. You can't worry about who you foul at that point.
No, I think Rushi was hoping there might have been a turnover, perhaps. But this entire Versailles team shoots free throws is exceedingly well. A few percentage points above 70.
Litton, 18 to 20 in the game right
there,
now.
There you go. That computes to 90%. Litton makes the first, 68-58. Second shot by Litton. 2, 3, 4 bounces. Deep breath on the way. Good again. Beautiful free throw shooting by the Versailles Tigers, who lead it 69-58, 28 seconds to go. Top of the circle, Flippo, backdoor cut by Fissinger, catches and lays it in. Timeout called. 24.3 to go, 69-60 Versailles. We'll keep it here. Let you know about Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Greenville, too. Also at 418 South Broadway, that's in Greenville. Of course, the Jackson Center location, 112 East Pike. Call Darren Yinks to see him at the new Greenville location at 418 South Broadway. Darren's number, 330-524-3984. 330-524-3984. At your local Pro Hardware stores, big savings on DeWalt Power Tools. Zaylin's solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers, and your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in only 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. New location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Heck of a ball game. Wow, fun to call, Chuck.
Yeah, that's been a good game. Yeah. I enjoyed this.
Entertaining, for sure. Pleased to be a part of it. For sales in backcourt, Linton behind the back, streaks up over the center line. Rushi in hot pursuit, cannot foul. The ball is dumped off to Ruhenkamp, and then he's nailed. Two free throws, Ruhenkamp, 69-60, 9-point lead for Sales. 15 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. A 23-point fourth, right, for Versailles?
They had 46, so yes. They had a 21-point second and a 26-point fourth quarter.
There you go.
We do a lot of Shelby County, obviously, and the games are good, but they're just not usually this offensive-minded. This has been fun.
Yep, the production at the offensive end by Versailles, as good as we've seen all year, perhaps the best. And yeah, from a D3 number one state-ranked team, that's what you might expect.
Absolutely. I mean, and they got beat by a good basketball team. It was an upset, but that wasn't a huge upset last night.
No, not at New Bremen, it was not. Two free throws by Versailles. Good. Each one by Ruhenkamp. Red hot foul shooting for the Tigers continues. 70-60. 11 seconds to go in the fourth. Long three-pointer by Quinter. No good. Rebound Linton. He bear hugs it at the timeline. And that'll do it. The Versailles Tigers clip the Rushi Raiders 70-60. A 24-14 fourth quarter for Versailles over Rushi, and that spells the difference. Tigers outscored them 24-14 in the fourth, and the Raiders are beaten by the Versailles Tigers, who advance to 16-1 on the year. Rushi now 11-7 overall. Got a two-minute radio station break upcoming. Two-minute radio station break is next. 10-point win by Versailles over Rushi. We've enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed listening. Fun game to call tonight. A lot of action. Back in a couple of minutes. Radio station break next. 70-60. Versailles over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today. today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This was one heck of a game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Rushi Raiders outpointed Versailles by 7 in the third quarter. Rushi was down 7 at the half, tied the game up at the end of 3. Then Versailles outpointed Rushi by 10 in the fourth, or I should say by 11 in the fourth.
They got a different score than I do.
The scoreboard now says 71-60. It just got changed. It was 70-60. So I'm very confused.
I have actually, if I add this up, I got 72.
Well, it's either final score is either 72-60, 71-60, or 70-60. One thing we know for sure is that Rushi was held to 14 in the fourth quarter of this game. The Versailles Tigers had either 24, 25, or 26 in a robust fourth quarter to pull away and win it. Again, so many thanks to our radio station sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Chuck, a look at the scoring and our Clancy's Award winners before we close it out.
Well, looking at the 16 of 20 from the free throw line for the Raiders, 21 of 23 for Versailles, that just tells you what a great basketball game it was with the talent he had out there.
Yep.
Versailles, and I got him scoring 26 points in the fourth quarter, so I'm giving him 72. It doesn't really matter. Linton led him with 29 points. They got 15 from Ruinkamp, 13 from Stonebreaker, and 11 from Eli McElDowney. On the other side, Rushi had 11 from Bowman, 11 from Zane Chappie. I always want to call him Shane. 10 for Quinter, 10 for Flippo, and then 8 each from Cordonier and Braden Monin. Terrific basketball game. I'm going to go with Ben Bowman as my Clancy's player of the game for the Raiders. On the other side, it's got to be Jaden Linton.
But Bowman worked unbelievably hard for four quarters.
He did.
Those are our Clancy's Award winners. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8880.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877 877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And we thank Knox Machinery and Jerry Garrett, general manager, sales engineer, who also lives in Fort Laramie, Nick Meyer. Thanks to both Jerry and Nick of Knox Machinery, one of our outstanding new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Officially, final score, 71-60. I think the scoreboard read 69-60 before the last two made free throws by Versailles.
Right.
Which shot fouls unbelievably well. What, 95% at the night? Or 95% for the night? What was it?
21 to 23.
Ooh-wee.
And 80% for the Raiders. And the only way I could have missed a point is if one of those threes was actually called a two.
Ah, there you go.
So, but I'm going to leave it 72 because that's a lot more fun.
Wouldn't be the first time a two or three pointer was changed one way or the other.
Right. Yeah. Well, mine's not official, so it doesn't really matter.
Heck of a ball game. The story was told in the second half. It was 34-27 after two in favor of Versailles. Rushi knotted the count at the end of three, and then Versailles outscores Rushi by 11 in the fourth and deciding period.
Yep.
Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com and on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM is on Tuesday night. We're right back here at this gym. We've got the new Knoxville girls against Rushi on Tuesday. Should be a great game. Tip off 7:30. Airtime at 7 on Tuesday. Rushi Raiders girls hosting new Knoxville. One of our outstanding underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Hello, Custom Foam. Brookins in Fort Laramie. No good eating place like it. Really enjoyed having Carl Arnes from Brookins with us all night long here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I told him he should have brought me some chicken, but other than that, it was nice to see him.
It would have been tough running that computer with some
grease,
slippery chicken grease on the fingertips. Computer might not have liked it. Thanks to American Architectural Glass, Barker Insurance, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake, SecureCom in Minster, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. And again, our Rushi sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Superior Aluminum and Rushi plus the Francis Schulze Company. Thanks to both Superior and Francis Schulze and the Jewelry Barn. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, 575 East Main in Rushi. Understand, thanks to John Hemp, who's down in Florida. Jackson Center won tonight, so the Jackson Center Tigers and Versailles Tigers both won. Jackson Center beat Minster this evening. Okay. By the way, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney gives you the best shots. Pickmyphotos.com.
Yep, he does. And I'll tell you what, like I talked to him, and if they're blurry, he just doesn't post them. So he does give you the best shot every
right.
time.
Yep.
John, he's probably never made taken a blurry shot.
John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Check him out. We've got a banner ad on the scoresbroadcast.com website. View it. Pickmyphotos.com. John M. Imagery, who says it's going to be 71 in 5 days in Florida, and he'll try to blow and blow real hard and send to the north some of that warm air.
We're going to get 49 for one day.
Right. So. Yeah, just one single day. This afternoon, the Fort Laramie girls victorious. It was hard-earned, defeating Marion Local 51-45. Tonight, the number one Division III state-ranked Versailles Tigers. Too much for Rushi. And
The Tigers prevail 71-60. Loved it. Great day. Entertaining games, both of them. We enjoyed bringing these to you as much, I hope, as you enjoyed listening to our call on Scores Broadcast and WMVR. For our radio station audience, for Derek on the board back at the station, for our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, and for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at the Rushi Gym, where the Versailles Tigers have defeated the Rushi Raiders 71-60.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.